Item 22, Lieutenant Colonel Rhodes, repeat offenders.
First, we have Mr. Nguyen.
Mr. Nguyen? Mr. Nguyen? Raise your right hand. I solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you.
Mr. Nguyen has two convictions since the regulation went into effect, which was June 1 of 2008.
Feeling crabs?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Crabs. This is Regulation 4 BAC 20-270-58. He was charged on June 12, 2008 for possession of dark sponge crabs. He was also charged on the same date for fishing crab pots beyond daily time limit. He has no convictions prior to that.
What's the story, Mr. Nguyen? What happened? What's his record?
He has a clean record, sir.
What's the recommendation of staff?
12-month probation.
Questions of the commission?
Move to take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff recommendation for 12-month probation. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. You're on 12-month probation. You get another ticket. You come in here. You lose your license. Understand?
Any violation.
Thank you, sir. Be careful.
Next, we have Mr. Waddell.
Mr. Waddell. Good afternoon, sir. Raise your right hand. So I'm going to swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so if you got it.
Mr. Waddell is also here for crab violations under 4 BAC 20-270-58. First, he was charged on June 15th for commercially setting and taking crab pots. And taking crabs in pots in a marked navigable channel. Second, he was charged on July 17th for coal ring violations.
When you say charged, you mean convicted?
Yes, sir.
Convicted, okay. Mr. Waddell?
I was convicted in court of law. The navigable channel, a crab on the Pagan River, this particular spot, we get robbed there every year.
Where's that spot located?
It's located right in Tormentor's Bay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
I got a house pinpointed about where I'm getting trouble from. They robbed the pots, third pots back, and process it from the pots back, and wind up with the ship.
Are you there now?
I'm not prepping there right
now. Okay.
Anyway, I've had a couple violations in the past through all the way to courts on the same thing. I make complaints about it. Nothing seems to come of it. Anyway, I've gone out there. I get them out of the channel as soon as I go to work.
How about the coal ring? Navigable channel, those things can happen. Did you say coal ring?
Yes, sir.
What happened to coal rings?
The coal rings was, I had crab pots on Jones Creek. I had them up on the mud flat up there. My commercial boat that I got a Volvo diesel. We just had to build it. 2006, and they had no parts in the States at the time, so I had to wait a couple of weeks to get the parts from my engine. Well, I got the parts, in the process of that, the coal ring law had come into effect,
okay. And
the pots that was actually, I got the tickets on, I think it was Kenny Oliver, we had one off. And the pots were in real super bad shape. They had been sitting and were grassed up. The pots had holes in everything. I was taking the head in. I did not have the coal rings in. Plus, because I couldn't get to them in time to get them in because I had problems with my vessel.
Okay.
I explained it to the judge.
Okay.
He said he found me guilty that day also.
All right. Any questions? Mr. Holland.
You weren't using the pots?
No, he...
I fished a crab box, yes, sir, but my boat was broke down, and I had been out of the water, and I guess we were broke down for around 2 weeks, and the pots were in extremely bad shape. I mean, if you contacted Kenny Oliver, he went up there, he would tell you how bad shape the pots were. I mean, they were god-awful shape when I got to them.
Whole ring lost it. He couldn't get them out of the water.
It was the most god-awful sight we've ever seen. Kenny, he'll tell you he didn't even want to touch them.
I don't blame him.
They were bad.
Mr. Robbins?
Well, that comment will be more done.
Oh, absolutely. Further questions? What is the recommendation?
Recommendation is 12 months probation starting immediately.
Comment?
The comment is really related to the nature of these two violations. One is a conservation violation. The other, in my opinion, is not. The fact
that... Technical violation.
Well, yeah, it's a technical violation. The fact that the pots were in the channel. Obviously, you know, we prohibit that by regulation,
right,
for a reason. For a reason.
Right.
But in my mind, it's not a conservation violation. When we discussed this in the Blue Crab Committee, we talked about, before this was, or while this was being developed, about what would be the intent of it. And the intent was really to raise the awareness and seriousness of the conservation violation, such that if somebody had two conservation violations, they would automatically come in front of us, be at risk really of a license suspension or revocation. But in this case, I think the second violation is really technical rather than conservation in nature. So I would be hesitant to take action on something that's a technical violation. He still has the one conservation violation.
Commissioner, the regulation 4BAC 20-270-58 states that two crab fishery related violations.
But not the channels in
here. Wait a minute. One at a time. Crab fishery violations. All right, let's do it this way. Technically, it is a crab fishery violation, no doubt about that. I think what we'd like to do, Colonel, is this. I tend to understand where Mr. Robbins is coming from. We hate, but one of the biggest, quite honestly, one of the biggest complaints we get are crab pots in the channel. I mean, and if there's an extra hammer that can go with that, that would help apply this, that's one thing. However, your point is well made. We will, what's your recommendation?
Mr. Chairman, well, in light of the fact that I appreciate the reading that Earl Rhodes provided, I understand that, but as I recall our development of that reg, we did say it would be related to a conservation violation.
When we reduced it from 3 to 2, especially?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I'd be inclined to dismiss it, but if he comes back with another conservation violation, then I would think we'd be taking action.
Is that a motion?
Yes, I'd offer that motion.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion?
I do.
Yes, sir, Mr.
I understand completely. But what we're going to take away from this is you can put crab pots in the channel and you get your hand slapped. You don't even get your hand slapped.
Well, I didn't get my hand slapped.
I mean by us. I mean by us.
Well, I understand that, but I mean I was found guilty. I pled guilty to it and I shouldn't have. After I explained to the judge looked at me and told me, he said, you should have played, because I didn't actually place the pots in the channel. And I live off of Jones Creek. We got guys, they ride real fishermen, man, they hit my prairie pots and they drive them all up and down the river. I mean, any given day, you could come and issue me a ticket off of Jones Creek for a prairie pot being out in the middle of a channel that I didn't even place there. I mean, even if you pulled it up, you would find that the rope would be knotted up, matted up, the pots would be mangled up from where the boat actually hit. So, I mean, I didn't deliberately set the crab pots in the Pettingill River Channel by any means. I mean, I'd take claim to it if I did, but I didn't. I'm good.
No. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Here's the deal. You still got one ticket. Don't get another one, because we don't want to see you in here again. You're better off crabbing.
I appreciate it.
Don't put them behind my house. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Have a good day. Next.
Mr. Roger Belvin.
Belvin. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self of your eyes.
Mr. Belvin is here for an oyster violation in the Rappahannock River. His license and permit to take oysters were forfeited because he had uncooled oysters.
Okay. Mr. Belvin?
Yes, sir. It was.
How much do you have?
It was 20 quarts.
20 quarts?
20
I should have been like you more concernedly of my crew. I've been on the water for 25 years, been working on head all of them years, on the Philly Wayne Belton. But I finally went on my own, and I took a crew member that has never been on the water, and I was working the boat. And I kept on asking him, I said, your moisture's all right? Yeah, you know. And I said, I checked a few, everything was fine. The ones I checked, by the times that when she went in and started going into them, the woman, I mean, she was a nice woman, and I told her, you know, I said, well, yeah, I told her she can get check them. I thought they were all right. But not being. And so.
What's I'm guilty of it. What kind of record does he have? For the record,
He doesn't have any record other than this.
Okay. What's your recommendation?
12-month probation.
Any questions from members of the commission? Mr. Belvin, that 20 quarts. I mean, come on, that's a little much. Do me a favor, watch it very closely. Colonel Rhodes has been very lenient, I think, as far as his recommendation is concerned. Matters before the commission. Motion made by Mr. Tank. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir. That happens to be item 22 on the agenda. Is there any other matter to come before this commission? Meeting adjourned.